How does one get in to heaven? Well, it begins with baptism. But hear the word of the Lord as it is written in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the former heaven and the former earth were passed away, and the sea is no more. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell in a tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither mourning nor crying, neither shall there be distress any more, for the former things have passed away. And there came to me one of the seven angels, having the seven vials full of the seven last plagues. And he spoke with me, saying, Come, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit upon a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like a stone most precious, as it were a jasper stone, shining like crystal, having a wall great and high, having 12 gates, and over the gates 12 angels, and names inscribed, which are those of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city having 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Amen. 12 gates into the holy city, New Jerusalem. 12 gates. Now, it's important to remember that there are 12 gates of a wall. You can't just storm into the New Jerusalem. It is a walled city. Heaven has walls. There are rules in heaven. But there are 12 gates in. If you would think of a fortress or a castle that was defending against an army of barbarians or evil spirits, how would you build that wall? You would want it very tall and very thick, and you might want 2 gates. Certainly not 3 or 4 or 12. That's too many gates if you were thinking of defending that city. But this city has 12 gates because lots of people need to come into the city, and in lots of different ways. The 12 gates represent the first things of truth and good that the Lord gives every one of you. If you are just a very small person, maybe you're only 5 years old, or even younger, or maybe a little bit older, you have been given all you need to find one of those gates. Those gates are all the truth and good the Lord gave you. And we have a list. So listen to this list. This is from The Secrets of Heaven, or Arcana Celestia, 5135. Here is your list. These are the keys into heaven. Here are your gates. The things which someone, as a little child, in his first age learns eagerly or believes, which he afterwards either confirms or doubts or denies, are especially these. And here is your list. That there is a God, that he is one, that he created everything, that he rewards those who do well and punishes those who do evil, that there is a life after death in which evil go to hell and the good to heaven, that there is a hell and a heaven, and that life after death is eternal, and that he ought to pray daily, and this with humility, that the Sabbath day is to be kept holy, that parents are to be honored, and that no one must commit adultery, murder, or theft with other like things. So that's a long list. If you want to get to heaven, that seems like a long list to remember all those things. But what's wonderful about this teaching is that you don't need to work to remember it. It's easy. It's not so much common sense, but the Lord's sense with you. You have in your mind the ability to know all these things. Just know them. And if you're an adult, then maybe you've forgotten them. But think back to the innocence of a child. Children know there's a God. If you asked a four-year-old, "Who gave us apples?" they might say an orchard. They might say mommy. They also might quickly say the Lord. Or if you ask, "Who built the church?" the Lord. Children know everything is from the Lord. And they don't get confused about who the Lord is. They just know there is the Lord. And they know that evil people go to hell. And they know that good people go to heaven. And they know what it means to be evil and to be good. Don't be mean. Don't lie, cheat, or steal. Don't be cruel. Don't murder, steal, or commit adultery. It's simple. And knowing these simple truths are what will open the gates to heaven for you. But they are only the introduction. This is what is amazing and wonderful about the heavenly city, New Jerusalem. It is an eternal city with more and more people joining, and it is growing every day, which means when you go through one of those gates, you'll get to learn more. So what does it mean to go through a gate? Well, in your life, pick one gate. Don't worry about all 12. Pick one. And pick the gate that's giving you the most trouble. If you tend to lie, pick the gate that says, "Thou shalt not lie." If you're often mean to your siblings or your friends, pick the gate that says, "Thou shalt not murder." If you like to skip church, and you don't like singing songs, and you don't like praising the Lord, pick the gate that says, "Keep the Sabbath." If you don't like listening to what other people have to say, even if they're right, if you don't like your teachers or ministers, and you really don't like your parents, pick the gate that says, "Honor your father and your mother." Look deep within yourself. Find out what's giving you trouble and choose that gate. That is your gate to heaven. It's called repentance, and everyone can practice it. And adults will need to do it. So look within. See which gate is giving you trouble and open it. Obey the Lord's truth. Stop being mean. Stop lying. Honor your father and your mother. Keep the Sabbath. It's so easy. The Lord, when he was on earth, had 12 disciples. And you might think, why does the Lord need disciples? Surely he's the Lord. He's able to do all of it by himself. Well, the Lord needs 12 disciples for the same reason he needs 12 gates. Everyone, and if you look around, everyone here is different. They will all need a different gate, a different disciple, a different truth from the Word to reach out and grab them and say, "Listen to the Lord." So listen to the Lord. Find out which disciple, which apostle is coming to tell you what to do. They are his angels, and they are with you, and they will lead you to heaven. Amen.